From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Another day in court and another combative performance from Saddam Hussein. The former Iraqi leader was in the dock for the third time today, on trial, along with seven others, for crimes against humanity. Specifically, he's being tried for the killing of 148 people from the town of Dujail. Those killings followed an attempt on Saddam's life. NPR's Jamie Terabay has our story from Baghdad.
If Saddam is convicted of ordering the 1982 massacre in Dujail, he could get the death penalty. But as the former dictator made clear to everyone watching, that's something he won't be dreading.
I'm not afraid of execution. Execution's cheaper than the shoe of an Iraqi.
That shoe reference carries a heavy insult among Arabs. Saddam commanded the floor at the end of a day full of high drama, raised voices, angry accusations, and insults.
I swear in the name of God Almighty that I will witness with all frankness, and I won't say anything but the truth.
Along with millions of Iraqis glued to their television screens, Saddam listened to the testimony of the first live witness in this case. Ahmed Hassan Mohammed appeared before the court, and perilously for him, on camera. Mohammed, now in his mid-30s, with grey in his beard, recalled how his family was tortured and imprisoned after the failed attempt on Saddam's life in Dujail. The witness said intelligence officers gave his teenage brother Hussein electric shocks as his elderly father was forced to watch. Mohammed was clearly emotional as he spoke. He said, "My brother was tortured, then killed.
They bring him in front of my father and they beat him, said, speak, and he remained tolerant, beat him in front of his father, the father saying, they killed him."
During his detention, Mohammed said he saw what appeared to be a human meat grinder.
I saw on my left, I saw it, a machine like a mill, a grinder, and some blood and human hair beneath that machine. I told him I saw so and so. He said, "Never speak about it. This is not allowed. Forget about it. Don't ever talk about it."
Once Mohammed finished speaking, the defense was able to question him. In this trial's proceedings, Saddam himself was allowed to address the witness. He took his time doing so, first complaining that he had to write his ideas on the palm of his hand because he, unlike the witness, was not allowed to bring papers into the courtroom. He suggested the witness undergo a psychological examination because it was clear he'd been traumatized. When Mohammed tried to interject, Saddam turned to him, just a few feet away, and said, "Don't interrupt me, son. I will lose my temper." He claimed Mohammed had been brainwashed and his testimony coached, and dared the court to verify Mohammed's claims.
If it's ever established that Saddam Hussein laid a hand on any Iraqi, then everything the witness said is correct.
Much of the day's proceeding was wrapped up in legal to-ing and fro-ing, something observers anticipated since former U.S. Attorney General Ramsey Clark was allowed to join Saddam's defense team. That team stormed out after the chief judge refused to hear their motion questioning the legitimacy of the court. The judge told them to submit a written argument. Clark was also initially chastised by Judge Risgar Mohammed Amin for trying to address the court in English. Arabic was the language of the tribunal, the judge said. After a 90-minute recess, the defense team returned, and Clark was able to speak for 5 minutes. But their posturing reduced time for more witnesses, and a second witness was called right at the end of the day for a short time. The trial may resume as early as tomorrow. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad.